Influential Muslim scholar Yusuf al-Qadawi has died at the age of 96. The Qatar-based cleric was a founding member of the International Union of Muslim Scholars. He was sentenced to death in absentia in his native Egypt in 2015. A military court there accused him and several others of involvement in the prison break of former President Mohamed Morsi. He'd written 170 books and publications on Islamic jurisprudence. Well, Jamal Al-Shayal joins us live from Istanbul now. And can you tell us more about the legacy that he leaves behind?
Well, as you mentioned there, Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi authored more than 120 books and more than 50, 60 other publications that spoke to a large section of the global Muslim community. He was probably the most internationalized Muslim scholar that Islam had in modern days, probably the single most influential in that he didn't limit his teachings to a specific section of Islam. So he wasn't just a theologian. He also spoke about modern day issues, everything from the permissibility of relationships to elections and democracy to social justice issues. In fact, one of his most significant trips happened many years ago when he headed a delegation of scholars to, at the time, what was the Taliban-held Afghanistan to convince them not to destroy Buddhist statues there. In his teachings, the need to respect diversity and pluralism in religion. He founded the European Council on Fatwa, which dealt with providing religious advice for the millions of Muslims living in Europe, and particularly on issues like Palestine and other justice causes. He was unwavering in his teachings and his beliefs there as well.
And Jamal, he was a controversial figure too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned there, you know, for example, when it came to Palestine, he believed that there was a right for the Palestinians to resist an illegal military occupation. When it came to the Arab Spring, he was vehement in his support for the people to rise up against oppressive regimes in Egypt, in Syria, in Yemen, and other places. And that earned him the wrath of many of the military regimes and despotic regimes in the region, which either, as was in the case of Egypt, sentenced him to death or made him persona non grata, for example, in the United Arab Emirates and other places. But, you know, from as far east as Indonesia, where when he would go, he would be met with hundreds of thousands of people to listen to his sermons, to all the way west to the United States, where his teachings influenced a lot of organizations and mosques there. He did have a very far reach. And obviously, Islam, different to Christianity in that Christianity has the Pope and has specific figures. In the absence of that within the Muslim world, he was one of the closest to Sunni Islam's most significant figures. And in fact, in his foundation of the International Coalition of, or International Council of Muslim Scholars, which included also Shia representatives and other sects within Islam, he did have quite significant success in bridging some of the gaps between the different sects of the Muslim world. So in his passing, obviously, it will be felt by millions of Muslims around the world. It will also obviously have a political impact in that, again, he influenced a lot of the political movements within the Muslim world, but he does leave behind him more than 120 books and a legacy which will most definitely outlive him.
Thank you very much. That's Jamal al-Shayal for us in Istanbul. Well, let's bring in Ibrahim Salah al-Naimi. He is chairman of Doha International Centre for Interfaith Dialogue. He is also Undersecretary of the Ministry of Education and Higher Education in the state of Qatar. He joins us from Doha. Thank you so much for being on this NewsHour. First of all, what made Qadawi such a significant Muslim scholar? What do you think his legacy will be?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to, you know, to share with what Jamal said earlier, with our deepest condolences and sorrow to the whole world, to the Islamic world, to the Arab world, and to the people of Qatar, for the big loss of Sheikh Nasr al-Qaradawi. He was moderate, great scholar, that he really was kind to look into the relation among followers of different faiths, especially Islam and Christianity, who worked so high, so close to many of the representatives of the different faiths to bring together the harmony and to really put down the hate speeches that went in some time among the different faiths. So he was a great scholar. He was my teacher when I was at Qatar University. And he led a center of Al-Qaradawi Center for Moderate Renewal since 2008. He was really will be missed very highly here in Qatar and around the world.
Mm. What were some of his key religious rulings or fatwas?
In fact, he was, you know, as you mentioned and Jamal mentioned earlier, that he had published so many books. Among them is the really great books on halal, haram in Islam, the halal. So this kind of book that really many people around the world follow, what's the acceptable and or lawful. Lovable in Islam, and the things are not really allowed in Islam. So his publications are very important in so many scholars in the interfaith arena. He was the first to establish with among scholars in Qatar here the first interfaith dialogue in Qatar in 2003 after the 9/11. Incident when he was really against what happened in that incident in New York, and really after that the conference was held in Qatar here.
On Islam, how did he strike a balance between sticking to authentic scripture yet providing answers to modern day challenges?
He's, as I mentioned earlier, he's really moderate. He looked into all the issues in very moderate way, in his way, and look cares about tolerance, cares about building bridges between different religions, and try to, you know, in his books and his teachings and throughout his publications, to really bring together peaceful coexistence between different religions. And he really applies the Islamic teachings in this very, very well.
And politically speaking, what made him loved by many people yet hated by some governments?
Well, as I think Jamal mentioned that earlier, that he's really he was against suppression, against oppression, against any kind of really against anything related to speech. He wanted, and he really supported all the movements, democratic movements around the world that really give the people the chance really to express themselves and to really govern themselves. So he was against the oppression, and therefore he was being hated by some governments. But he'd been loved throughout the world.
Ibrahim Salah Al-Naimi, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.